Trust issues, fake friends, and fake family. Yes, this is my first podcast as that I'm putting here on Anchor. Thank you for listening. Thank you for stopping, coming by, checking me out. Trust issues. Fake friends, fake family. What I mean by those, everyone has people in their lives that, well, pretty much, you know, you glom on to them. You become a part of each other's lives. Not because there's something beneficial between the both of you, but because, you know, certain things click. You find yourself in familiar and common roles, situations together where you work good together. You can help each other. In my situation, especially being a person of color, certain persons of color have a different way of doing things. You have a lot of persons of colors out there that are traitors to their own kind. You have a lot of persons of color out there that will be sneaky, dastardly, and try to do more harm than good to somebody. Even if that other person that they're harming, their intent is to be as benign as possible, not malevolent, and they get taken advantage of. It's fine. I've left a lot of that alone, especially over not just the past few years, but even the past couple of days. Somebody that I called a friend, and even more so family, because I was trying to honestly start something beyond just being friends and family, something that could be political. But from what I've noticed, there really wasn't much help in that direction. So they abandoned me. Yeah, there were other things up under the table that were going on, but nothing benign. Just like anyone, no one likes to be slighted. I don't do the first slighting, unless there's an actual reason for it. In this case, I got slighted, blindsided, because people that I call friends and family, well, they really didn't want to help. They just wanted to take. And as long as I was giving, they were going to take. So what I'm trying to say with this short podcast, my first podcast, is not only be careful with your own family, but be careful with others that you try to create as your own family. They're just as dangerous as the ones that are your blood. And even more so because they don't have any attachment. They don't have any care. As long as it serves them, and as long as it serves their final purpose, they'll be happy. Me, I've tried my best to be as utopian and as, what's the best way to put this? Equal as possible. Everyone wants fair. Well, fair is hard to come by in this world. Fair is something that you find in people. It's not something that you find in money. It's not something that you're going to find in betrayals. It's not going to be something that you find in holding somebody down in the most negative of sense. I'm Dominic Weaver. This has been Drastic Measures. Welcome back to another edition of Drastic Measures. Tonight, what we're going to discuss, and hope you don't mind the background, it's a beautiful Carolina night, humid, partly cloudy, storms on east and west sides. Tonight, I want to just simply discuss dealing with family slash friends, also as co-workers, supervisors, and also management and regular workers. It's an undertaking today that is becoming common again, especially with the resurrection of trade schools and going back to skilled labor as a way to keep the American citizen, especially the next generation of youth, able to have a skill as they go on into college, so on and so forth. You know, that way they already have an idea of something that they like to do or a really good hobby. But the view that I'm taking on this is that when dealing with family and friends as workers and business partners, it's very tumultuous, especially if you have individuals that are more emotional, when you have a clash of so many similar personalities and dispositions, and also when there's such a strong opposition to the same, you know, both sides are both ends of the spectrum, you know, opposite ends of the spectrum. The biggest issue is for both sides not to be able to cross the personal line when it comes to business. That's the biggest problem. It's very easy to cross that line and say something or do something that ruins what could have been actually a bit mutually beneficial business relationship. And in this day and age, and economy and globalization is full swing, having business relationships with family and friends goes hand in hand with those that are outside your immediate circles. So bear this in mind when going into business with those that are close to you or your family. Know where lines need to be drawn. That's number one. Number two, never get personal or bring family into it, other family members into it. Number three, you should never feel threatened by that person unless you know for sure that this person is a threat. And if that be the case, then it may be time to either bring the rest of the business slash family partners or what have you to the table, so that way it could be a blended conversation and objective reasoning can take place over emotions. And applying it in practice is still the same. You conduct a meeting. The choice of how formal or informal depends on, I would say, the severity of the situation. You know, is this something that could really fracture the business? Is this something that could cause unnecessary collateral damage? I'll put it that way. At any rate, be mindful and don't forget that you're still family first, above all else. Thank you. thanks. And thanks for listening.
Welcome to another installment of Drastic Measures. Today we're going to quickly go over addictions, bad habits, things of that nature. Everybody has a vice or two. It's a given. You know, in today's world, I mean, there's so much that people are being hit with that they did. Sometimes it's like you can't get away from it all. So you may pick up drinking, smoking, doing a drug, I don't know, an export, something like that. Something that you can do to get your mind away from whatever it is that's complicating your life or your day or what have you. And everybody, no matter which way you turn, is an addict of a sort. Some people are addicted to sex. Some people are addicted to tech. Some people are addicted to drugs. Some people are addicted to alcohol, shopping, fast cars, wrestling, football. Even being a fanatic about something shows, in a sense, that you are addicted to this team, or you're addicted to a singular person, like fans of LeBron James or even Michael Jordan. They're fanatics. These people go out and they buy whatever it is that corresponds to what their addiction is. And it's not simple, by no means. The thing is that society and policymakers, government, decide on, for the whole, for the masses, what is acceptable in society and what isn't. I mean, personally, I don't really care which way you turn it. Everybody, and I mean everybody, thrives off an addiction at some point. You know, I mean, at some point or another, your addiction becomes habit forming. That habit then goes from at some point being a positive or a negative, you know, depending on what society has deemed your habit to be. And then from there, you got to figure out what you're going to do. You know, I mean, are you going to keep at this habit just because society says it's a good thing? Or are you going to change your habit because society doesn't like it? Are you going to try to put it up under wraps? There's a ton of things that can be done. And the biggest thing that I've seen so far is that, well, society in itself and the policymakers and governments that are pretty much pulling the strings behind all this have made it so that way you can do a habit here, but you can't do it there. And if you do it over at place A, well, then you can't take it to place B. Now, from my perspective, I understand part of the reason why, especially in the case of recreational marijuana. Hell, even your sex life is dictated by policy. I mean, you got to understand this much. There's a good portion, I think it's about a little over a dozen states, especially in the southeast and eastern seaboard of the United States, that have, if you look at laws, the general statutes where you live, or your state laws, there's even certain sexual positions that are illegal. There are certain sports or modifications on vehicles that are deemed illegal. Everything that you like, unfortunately, has a limit. And if you're addicted to something and that becomes your life, well, you're not going to understand the limit. I mean, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of times where I don't understand my limits. You know, I just want to, everybody wants more and more and more of something until it gets to a point where your habit has taken over your life. And once your habit takes over your life, takes over your money, takes over your way of living, then no longer habit. Now it's a parasite. That's the best I could tell you. And then the sad part is, well, in the human body, and just like anything else biological that's living, you have natural parasites in your body. I mean, come on, the human gut, the stomach, holds 70% of biotics or different forms of bacteria. Your mouth has, on the average, about somewhere between 7 and 10 million bacteria sitting right on the tip of your tongue. So everything that is good is bad, and everything that's bad is good. I know it's a difficult way of looking at it just by saying it as plainly as that, but the generalization is, in the end, when you find something that you like, make sure you do so in moderation. Have a good night. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the next segment.